USA Radio News.
Monday, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump got a first-hand look at the damage caused by Hurricane Michael in Florida and Georgia. The president earlier today with Republican Governor Rick Scott of Florida.
I've never looked behind you. I mean, these massive trees are just ripped out of the earth. We've seen mostly water, and water can be very damaging and horrible and scary, you know, when you see water rising 14, 15 feet, but nobody's seen anything like this.
President Trump, this is
really incredible.
The Saudi government is considering issuing a statement saying rogue operatives killed the Washington Post reporter during an interrogation gone wrong. It's unclear if and when the statement will be released, as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is currently en route to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king. The family of Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, put out a statement saying that he died Monday from complications due to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
An Idaho Fish and Game Commissioner is getting calls to resign after a hunting trip to Africa last month. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The calls are coming in after he brags of killing more than a dozen animals during that hunting trip to Africa last month. In an email to more than 100 people, Blake Fisher included photos of himself with dead animals, including a giraffe, leopard, and four baboons. Fisher wrote that his wife, quote, wanted to watch me and get a feel for Africa, so I shot a whole family of baboons. I think she got the idea quick, end quote. Idaho Governor Butch Otter's spokesman says he's concerned and his office is actively looking into the matter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Monday. The Dow was down 89 points to close the day at 25,250. Also, oil was up to $71.63 a barrel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Seemingly political discord continues to grow every day on Capitol Hill. Senator Ben Sasse has a book coming out Tuesday titled Them, Why We Hate Each Other and How to Heal. He joined CBS This Morning to talk about why politics doesn't always have to be the first thing people bring up.
There's a whole bunch of people who, instead of seeing the Senate as a place that you go to from the community where your identity is rooted, where your friends are, where you're raising kids next to neighbors who may differ with you on politics, but increasingly we're segregating our neighborhoods so you don't actually live next to people who disagree with you on politics.
Next, Senator Sasse was asked where he believes all this incivility is going to take us.
I think we're headed toward a deeper, darker tribal place for a time. The question is I named this book Them, because we act like political differences are sort of core anti-identities for people. Until you have things that you're for first, you're not going to be able to figure out what we're trying to do together in politics. Politics, again, I think politics are important, but they're not the first thing. They're certainly not the only thing. And I think right now our politics are suffering because a lot of people are looking to find grand meaning.
If you watched Sunday Night Football last night between the Kansas City Chiefs and New England Patriots, you may have noticed Kansas City wide receiver Tyreek Hill getting doused with a beer after scoring a touchdown. Well, on Monday, the New England Patriots released a statement saying Gillette Stadium security has identified the fan who violated the fan code of conduct by tossing a beer onto the player, and that fan has been disinvited from all future events at Gillette Stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.